that, I would ask if the representatives of the two separate airlines would like to make statements. And if you would, I think we'd start with Advanced Air. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Levi Stockton, Advanced Air. Mayor, council members,
thank you for
your time today. And thanks for considering Advanced Air as your airline here in Carlsbad. This is our fifth trip out since the beginning of January. We spent a good amount of time trying to understand what the needs are of the community and trying to outline what we can bring to the community for air service. Most of you have had the opportunity to speak in front of or send some emails outlining, you know, the product that we bring. And we're confident that the high-level service that we bring with the on-time reliability is it will be a huge asset to your community. I know this isn't an easy decision for you, and it's a long-term contract. But we've never let anyone down, and we won't do that here. So I'd love, you know, any questions you guys have, any concerns, I'd like to address those, and we'd like to ask for your vote for Central Air Service here in Carlsbad.
Questions from the council?
Question, if you were, theoretically, if you were to get the contract, if you were to fly into Dallas, where would you fly into Dallas at?
In our bid, we left it open to DFW or to Love Field. It's up for you guys to select.
Okay.
Further questions?
I got one question. Is this the plane we're getting if we get the contract?
That's the only airplane we bid. It's a King Air 350, and yes, that's it. Yeah.
Doesn't mean that. I think it means a kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. All of ours look like that. So. Mm.
Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Stockton.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Now, Boutique.
Sure.
And would you state your name for the record, please?
No problem. Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Simpson. I'm the CEO of Boutique Air, and thanks for having us here. Just a few things to say. It's been an honor and a privilege serving you so far for the past 4 years. Looking forward to doing so again. You know, you guys might have taken a look at the proposals. They're pretty straightforward. I did want to just make a couple comments, though. Our competitor here, they did circulate a petition and try to get community support that way after the airport board did not support them. And this petition has some number of signatures, but it looks like a couple hundred. There is information on the petition that is not correct. And so among those things is there's an implication that they are the only provider to offer a twin-engine plane. Their bid has one aircraft that was submitted. That's the King Air 350. As it turns out, we fly Pilatuses here, as well as King Airs and other places, the same plane. In addition, we bid not two planes, but three different airplanes, and two of them are twins. So the one is the Pilatus, which we use now, the King Air 350, as well as the Piaggio, which is the it's actually a much faster plane. We're just adding that to the fleet. We're excited about it. We think that Carlsbad could be a great route for that because of the great distance between here and DFW. So, you know, I just want to point out the implication in this petition is that a twin means advanced from the way you look at it, and we're happy to fly twins. We fly them other places. So it's just a little bit of a clarification there and part of the reason why people might have been supporting the petition. In addition, one of the things it says that's just plain wrong is that, you know, by going with advanced, you'll have more baggage weight available. It says 40 pounds, the current carrier, versus 50 pounds. Our limit has been 50 pounds since we started, and it says it right on our website. But this is another second thing that's completely inaccurate about this petition. So obviously that's disconcerting to us when you're putting out information, trying to get people to support it, that it's not correct. And I guess finally, there's some information about schedule. You know, we took our schedule recommendations from the airport committee. They made some recommendations to us. We actually changed our schedule within 2 weeks of the time that we met with them in response to comments that we had. So we are, you know, we're here to be responsive. We will pretty much fly any schedule that the community wants that's legal. You know, we have to be abiding by pilot rules.